Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this is the first broadcast on Sunday, the 31st July 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Rick, VK7RI. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.140 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.130 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB channel 15, thanks to Mark of VK7 FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern VK7 and VK7RAD in southern VK7. RAOTC News. August broadcast. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 1st of August 2022. Over three of the VK7 repeater networks. That's tomorrow night if you're listening on Sunday. The RAOTC committee is looking for new compilers to replace several who have retired. The first item deals with tropical issues, sunspots, starting with the description of the sun's structure, then the cause and effect of sunspots, plus the studies have been made of them since 1749. Wallace News, 111 years ago. This article reviews some early radio news publications, what's made headlines in the past, some examples of the effects caused by fast message transfer. There were even public demonstrations held to show the equipment in operation that enabled radio telegraphy, radiation from mobile telephony towers, another topical issue, research into which might have implications for amateur radio operators. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA network in the north, VK7RAD in the Hobart area, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.50 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR 439.775 in the Dazzler range. The date again is August the 1st. Callbacks will follow on all networks. Please call in if you're able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73 St Peter, VK7PD. Conference news. Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. 5th and 6th of November 2022. The Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo is in full steam planning phase, and we already have a full day of presentations on the Saturday and a huge number of vendors coming down in person on the Sunday. We have many people from both VK and ZL who have booked plane fares and are looking forward to making the trip. The Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated, or REST, would like to invite you to the newest and most exciting event on the amateur radio calendar, being held in Hobart at the University of Tasmania Sandy Bay campus in a spacious and contemporary facility, the Sir Stanley Burbury Lecture Theatre. There is plenty of free car parking available directly outside the venue for those willing to travel. Saturday, the 5th of November 2022, is a world-class amateur radio conference with speakers from across VK7 and the world. On Sunday, the 6th of November 2022, it will be Ham Expo and we'll have a full list of vendors and stands in future broadcast. There will also be a pre-loved equipment tables, fox hunts on the day, rattles and much more. We know you've been locked down and are starving for more amateur radio gatherings, eager to show off what you've been building in the shack, so why not consider a Tassie holiday? Bring the XYL, come down and enjoy the sights, food and experience that Hobart will have to offer. Registrations will open shortly for the event and are essential. Please note the Sunday Ham Radio Expo on the 6th of November replaces the Myena Ham Fest that was scheduled on the 19th of November. Look forward to seeing you all in Hobart. That's 73 from the Tassie Ham Radio Conference Expo Organising Committee. Now contest news. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest Results. The 2022 Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest results were made available in last week, and it was great to see 9 VK7s participate. This is up 2 operators from last year. These included VK7QP, 13th high overall high power, VK7HH, 8th low power, VK7ID, 22nd low power, VK7TW, 31st low power, VK7NFI, 47th low power, VK7VH, 1st in the QRP section, and VK7KPC, 9th overall in the QRP. Congratulations to Vince VK7VH, who came first in the QRP section. Remembrance Day Contest. The 2022 Remembrance Day Contest is drawing near. Yes, the contest that nearly stops a nation is on again on 13th and 14th of August from 0300 to 0300 UTC respectively. This contest commemorates the amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve operating skills of participants. It is held on the weekend closest to the 15th of August, the date which hostilities ceased in the Southwest Pacific area. It is preceded by a short opening address by a guest speaker transmitted on various WIA frequencies during the few minutes prior to the contest. During the ceremony, a roll call of amateurs who paid the supreme sacrifice during World War II is read. The Perpetual Trophy is ordinarily held by the WIA at its national office and is inscribed annually with the name of the winning state or territory. There is an operating address in the 15 minutes before the contest with a minute's silence last minute. This is one of the favourite friendly contests on the calendar and as such attracts many people that don't do contests, and with a very good reason, as it's great fun. The RD contest occurs on all bands from 160 metres right up into millimetre bands, except for the RAC 12, 18 and 24 megahertz. Here in VK7 we have an excellent opportunity to score well, as we have a fantastic group of dedicated HF operators to cover the HF bands and a growing band of people who take advantage of our ever-growing band of devotees to the higher bands. We have a very active group of over 23 active amateurs on 23 centimetres and growing bunch of 13 centimetre, 9 centimetre and 3 centimetre operators. On the higher bands and 160 metres, the points are double and then triple between 0100 and 0600 local time. Categories are single operator QRP, multi-operator, single transmitter and multi-operator multi-transmitter. There are three subcategories in each two, phone, AM, FM and SSB, CW, and mixed that consists of both phone and CW. Logging can be carried out with many options. VKCL, Contest Logger, has always been a popular choice, along with RD Log from John, VK5DJ, NIMM, and with data file from Alan, VK4SN, and check out the new player YACL, which stands for Yet Another Contest Logger, from Doug, VK4ADC. With so many great options, why not consider giving one a try? If your rig has cat control with OmniRig, it can help reduce some of the common logging errors of mode and band. Please take care to enter data carefully and accurately into log. All contacts will not be counted. Consider getting a team together and having some team fun. This is a great opportunity for newly licensed operators to dip their toe, as it were, into contesting. There are usual places to look for activity on VHF, such as 52.525 MHz, 146.500 MHz, 439.0 MHz, 1296.15 MHz, and wherever you can find a spot on HF. The rules are posted on the WIA site. If anyone would like to know more about the operating, setting up and logging software, please reach out to either myself or any other committee at REAST, and they will be only too happy to assist. Good luck on the contest, and that's 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. QSL News. Report from Herman of VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 29th of July 2022 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you do not want to receive cards via the Bureau, please let me know and also let stations you work know. If you have any questions re QSL cars, please contact Herman by email, which is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, WIA manager on the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now over to news from the Northwest. SSTV trial. On Monday night, the 26th of July, we held the trial in the Northwest Tassie SSTV net on VK7RMD Mount Duncan 2-med repeater. We wanted to see if people were interested. We had seven participants, which were VK7's WP, MAD, HSC, KPC, KT, ZAB and DIK, with VK7BYL listening to the tones. Not allow participants to test, learn and adjust settings as well as sending pictures. We finally finished at around 9:15 PM. We ran a semi-controlled net, round robin style, to allow people to take turns transmitting, making comments and adjust settings. Goodnight was held by all, and some downloaded the SSTV app to their phones and started playing, and others will be making and ordering patch cords for their radios. It was great to have people on air from Montague to the Ulverston area and Launceston. For some, it was their first time delving into SSTV. As well, some amateurs speaking to other amateurs for the first time. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club next meeting. The next club meeting will commence at 1:30 PM on the 6th of August at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston, and afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 PM for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar, and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms, or are unwell, or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7 Echo Victor, news officer for the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Now news from the North, SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group. The Summits on the Air and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 AM till 12 noon at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, which is in Henry Street, Launceston. And if you want more information, you can contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Now over to Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Congratulations again to Peter, VK7KPC, this time in the VK7 Trans-Tasman contest held earlier in July. He obtained 9th place in the single operator QRP section. Scoring is national and not state-based. The aim of the contest is to encourage low-band activity between VK and ZL prefixes on the 160, 80 and 40 metre bands using SSB, CW and digital modes. The intent is for short 6-hour evening contest. Well done, Peter. Looking at the WIA contest championship list, there are 5 VK7s in the top 30 national contenders. To our NTARC members, well done to Peter, VK7KPC, and Andrew, VK7DW. Worth noting is Catherine, VK7GH, who is currently sitting at number 2 on the ranking table. Good going, Catherine. Congratulations to all VK7s on the list. We do seem to be performing well, and considering our population density and location, well done to all who are engaging in the contests. Wednesday's technical night saw a presentation by Lionel, VK7ZLB, on batteries. Those things you probably don't give much thought to unless you are trying to get an obscured numbered version for a car door remote or that vintage portable radio. His presentation concentrated on dry cells, not at a chemical level, but a combination of the 1.5 volt cells and their convoluted evolution. The manufacturer that first comes to mind is probably Eveready, spelled as one word. The United Kingdom used the two-word spelling of Eveready. Also, the UK didn't take up the use of the cat jumping through the number 9, the Cat of Nine Lives logo on their batteries or advertising. An ingenious advertising campaign implying that their batteries lasted 9 times longer. The evolution of the battery versions was intertwined with what they could potentially be used for As an example, in valve radio, manufacturers wanting popularity. Also, if the battery manufacturer designed a battery for them, it would mutually be beneficial. Because of the symbolic relationship, Australia was able to set up a large manufacturing plant to cater for consumer electronics and specialised equipment manufactured by companies like AWA. Lionel's walked us through the maze of battery types and their individual variation and the anomalies, and yes, generally are manufactured area specific. Same battery model number can be various variations depending on the country or continent you reside in. This includes anything from internal cell construction of the battery to variants of in external contacts and connectors. For the first batteries being manufactured in Australia about 1901 through the growth years to finally the closure of the Australian manufacturing plant and with the requirement for India to tool up to provide Australia-specific batteries. Yet another local manufacturing industry lost. There is absolutely no way I can do this presentation justice. It went for an hour and a half and riveting information covering areas you probably would not have related to batteries, and it can just be compressed into a few hundred lines. In a nutshell, there is a 1.5 volt cell and more than one cell is a battery. If you weren't there, sorry, but you missed out. In the same vein, Peter, VK7KPC, also brought in some military portable transceiver clip-on battery packs, mostly of the rechargeable type. One large dry cell unit for a valve equipment and one designed specifically to take D-cells to make up the battery unit. Ross, VK7ALH, brought in one of his original Yaesu FT101s, still in excellent condition. Ross also had a couple of internal plug-in boards for later versions of the FT101. This showed how some of the adjustable calibration preset names have changed over the years for the exact same function. No wonder people get confused. Between Ross and Peter, it was quite amazing what equipment and objects continue to surface. Stuart, VK7FEAT, brought in some excellent condition collector Bakelite construction moving coil meter made by ETEI Limited. Hi Wycombe, England, model 909. From the serial number on the meter face, it seems to be a pre-1945, about World War II. One of the interesting things that was specifically a tropicalised version of the unit and found popularity in military equipment designed to be used outside of England and Europe. Certainly one worth hanging on to, Stuart. SSTV Net. Thursday night was once again the enthusiastic night. However, we certainly did experience a lot of interference on the south to north repeater link. This can be seen on the images contained under blogs on the NTARC website. Virtually all images originating from south were not up to the usual standard and were greatly suffering from some form of interference, even when off-air viewed from different locations up north. However, the availability to view the local southern originated images on Ken VK7KRJ's SSTV webcam site showed all to be close to be perfect. Indeed, northern originated images on Ken's website were also very good. This could indicate a problem with the overall south-north link direction between the repeaters and atmospheric on the night. Something to keep an eye on. Having a baseline record of images and the ability to look at images in near real time are an excellent diagnostic tool. Those of us who are interested in the world of SSTV on HF, For those also interested in the world of SSTV on HF, this site also shows activity on multiple bands, including the popular 40-meter band. Thanks go to Ken for making and maintaining this type of site. Link to Ken's SSTV webcam site is available on the email edition of the broadcast. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 3rd of August. Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm to 7:30pm. And TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till about 8:30pm. Your host for the evening will again be Nick VK7Whiskey. SSTV Net. Held every Thursday night on the 70cm repeater of VK7RGG and linked to south via the repeater VK7RAF. Conducted from 7:30pm till about 9:30pm. At the moment, these SSTV images will be available on the NTARC website under blogs. Club Technical Night, Wednesday the 10th of August, held at the NTARC Club Rooms, 7:30pm until late. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 13th of August, held at the Intark Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. Meeting commences at 2 p.m. Club Social Night, Wednesday evening the 14th of September, to be held in the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required to the secretary or on the registration sheet in the club rooms. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the Intark Club Rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards and recently delivered mugs. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop it in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. The club is following the COVID-19 recommendations to continue wearing face masks when gathering. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@intark.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks, and that's 73 from Stefan, a VK7ZSB, secretary for Intark. And now news from the South, Radio Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Ham Radio Fox Hunt Morning. Saturday morning, the 6th of August, is the Fox Hunt Day. We meet at the Domain from 9:30 a.m. Get your Yagi antennas and attenuators ready for fun morning of searching for the foxes. There will be prizes to be won on the day for finding the fox too. We'll have a low power trial fox hunt on the Domain, followed by a citywide hunt. The fox will be hidden somewhere within the Greater Hobart area on the 2 metre band. Get your friends together and form a team and try and track down our elusive fox. We currently have a very limited supply of tape measure Yagis at the club rooms, so it might be a good opportunity to hit up Bunnings and start building. At this stage, we're also planning to have a BYO barbecue too. So come along and have a fun-filled day with us at the Domain Club Rooms. And more info to come. And that's 73 is from the Reese Committee. Training and assessments. Reese Nix Foundation Licence Training and All Licence Assessment Day is Saturday the 24th of September 2022. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett of VK7KK, Reese Learning Organiser, know by phoning him on 0417 391 607 or email, which is orcessa@reese.asn.au. Check out the Reese Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reese YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the Reese Facebook page and events for further details. And that's 73 is from Reg, VK7 Kilo Kilo. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. Reese August presentation. Accessible GD77 software. Our August presentation will be given this Wednesday night from 7:30 p.m. in person by software developer Joe Stephen, VK7JS, who is coming down from Exeter on the picturesque Tamar River. For those who don't know, Joe is totally blind, but instead of him holding back, he has developed a reputation developing software for vision impaired. Joe has developed many pieces of software, including the very popular JAWS screen reader software that enables blind people around the world to access computers, including reading web pages, interfacing with spreadsheets and much more, using speech and braille feedback. As heard in last week's broadcast, Joe has developed the accessible GD77 firmware to replace the standard GD77 firmware to make the new handheld much more friendly to visibly impaired, with lots of benefits for non-visually impaired people as well. Joe will take us through his development and the features he has built into the accessible GD77 firmware. This should be a fascinating presentation from the developer. 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, the 3rd of August 2022 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. We will be streaming the night on the Reist YouTube channel. We also go out on RF 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition. Thanks to Joe for his presentation. And that's 73 from the Reist Committee. DATV Experiments Night. We welcome special guests Sister Akumirika, Julia Drehin, and Philippa Stafford, along with visiting composer Tomoko Mumiyama, who is currently in residence at Contemporary Arts Tasmania. All sound artists with a bend for weaving radio into their artwork. We also welcome Ben, VK7BEN's cousin Adam, who came along to see what we got up to. Welcome, Adam and Ben. Started with a big promotion of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. On Saturday the 5th of November from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, we have about 12 presentations and a broad range of amateur radio topics. On Sunday the 6th of November from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, we have the Expo with many vendors, info tables, pre-loved tables, raffles, fox hunts and more. It's being held in the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre at UTAS at Sandy Bay. Many coming down from all over VK7 and ZL, and it will be huge. Registrations will be open very soon. Justin, VK7TW, then showed a 240 volt AC LED light module with a 50 watt full spectrum high power integrated cob LED chip lamp that includes the red plus blue spectrum for growing plants under floodlight lamp lighting. We then moved to an update on the 160 meter short top loader vertical, showing the improved guy wire and top capacitive hat arrangement, which should improve the survivability of the antenna. Justin outlined a recent SSB contact he made with VK9DX on Norfolk Island. Justin outlined that there is a new updated firmware for the Ryden RD6018 60 volt to 18 amp fully configurable power supply. This provides higher precision and stability display options, better handling of leading zeros, colour grouping of the display, a fully functional battery charging functionality, and you can now calibrate the PSU if you have better standard, i.e. 6.5 digital Fluke alignment meter. There were a quick review of the Dubis magazine and Rex VK7MO's precursor to his Hawaii journey. We then took a quick look at a couple of articles from the latest AR magazine. We finished the night with a reminder of future events. We're in recess for a fortnight and we'll be back on the 10th of August 2022. See you then, and that's 73 from Justin of VK7 Tangled Whiskers. Events, NTARC, 30th of July, working bee at the club rooms from 10 a.m. and BYO lunch. Reist, 3rd of August, accessible GD77 presentation with VK7JS in the Queensland Main Club rooms from 7:30 p.m. Reist, 6th of August, Fox Hunt Day, start at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 9:30 a.m, followed by the BYO Barbecue at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, 6th of August, Club Meeting and Show and Tell from 1:30 p.m. in the Scout Hall, 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, 13th of August, General Club Meeting at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, from 2 p.m. NTARC again, 14th of September, social night will be held in the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. VK7, 5th and 6th of November, Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo, held in the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre, UTAS Sandy Bay Campus. And finally, a reminder to those people who rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7 Tangled Whiskers, Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Club, VK7AX and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7TPE, 40 metres VK7ALH, 20 metres VK7JGD, 10 metres VK7DG, UHFCB, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed a VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA National News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on the Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing and will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day. 73s and stay safe from Rick, VK7RI.